All the lonely people, where do they all come from? Ah, the Beatles, not to date myself. I remember their debut singing on the Ed Sullivan Show. They kind of shocked me with their performance. Funny, I can still remember that. I can have so many memories, both good and bad. My memories can have a direct effect on my emotions and actions. If I am feeling lonely, do I consider being with myself can be an amazing thing? If I can find peace and joy in the stillness of being alone. Even if it isn't quiet, can I be in the quiet, or am I running to avoid it? Am I stuck where I feel I can't get out of it? Our mind and spirit often oppose each other at times. God is with us at all times, so I am never alone. My confidence level can also play an effect on feeling I am worthy and deserving. I can choose how to feel anytime, sometimes in the snap of a second. I have learned to surround myself with what makes me feel good, what I truly enjoy. I don't want to stay busy to avoid what I am feeling if I am blue or depressed, but to find a way to come out of it in a faster way, so not to let the grip of those emotions seize away my time. We go through so many teachings in our life, things beyond our control, but I can control how I process what I am feeling and take steps to shift my thoughts as best I can. I can step outside, can turn on a song, can listen to nature, go to the water, smell the flowers, figuring out what does bring me delight. I am the one to take action on me as I radiate towards feeling good. My belief in God and the angels that are always with me, so I am never alone. I can ask for guidance and healing to help shift my choice to joy. It can happen in a nanosecond, so why not embrace yourself as the newness of your life unfolds?